The Disciplined Investor is all about you, your money, and the markets. Sit back and get ready for this edition of the Disciplined Investor Podcast.
This episode of The Disciplined Investor is sponsored by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/TDI. And welcome to the Disciplined Investor Podcast, episode number 563, starting off June 2018. I'm your host, Andrew Horowitz. Thanks for joining me. We're going to be changing it up this week. We have something special to do, and I discussed this a couple of weeks back where I was up in New York at the Benzinga FinTech Award Conference and award ceremony, and I had the opportunity to spend some time with some of the great leaders in the area of financial technology, some of the greatest minds, people that really are shaping the whole environment and landscape when it comes to the area of technology related to financial investments and the world of money. So what I thought we would do is kick it off right now with our first guest. We're going to do this in a way that is probably two or three guests per show over the next few weeks to give you a little bit of a taste. Put it out a little bit more often, probably twice per week at least. And we'll go from there, see how you like that. So let's kick it off with our first guest, JJ Kinahan from TD Ameritrade. All right, so with JJ Kinahan, he's the chief market strategist for TD Ameritrade. And thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
So one of the things about, you know, TD is that you guys have always been in advance of the tech. You know, kind of your stuff is cutting edge. People are always kind of, seems like catch up. So what's been driving that? I mean, is it just kind of like an internal desire? Is it everybody else out there saying, hey, you got to do it. What's kind of like the big thing on tech for you guys?
Well, I'll tell you, Andrew, I think one of the things, first of all, is we have an amazing team of people who work on this every day, and it really is their passion. The other thing is, you know, if you think about our think or swim end of our business, the trading side, it's traders. And yeah. So when we look at it, we say, what is it that traders want? What do we want to look at every day? And then, you know, on our Trade Grid, the website, you have people saying, okay, what will help those who are perhaps more longer-term investors so they can make better decisions and analyzation if they look at earnings longer-term, et cetera, start to compare them over time. So what we really try to do is build platforms that help people wherever they're at in their trading journey, if you will, or their investing journey, and we match up our mobile platforms to match up to our other platforms. And so I think that that helps a lot also.
Yeah, because your platform, I mean, I use the Thinkorswim platform. I use a lot of different platforms. I know a lot of the different platforms. And one of the things that's really kind of cool about your platform is it's intuitive, I guess the best way to describe it. So you don't have to go crazy trying to learn stuff, the learning curve. But then, you know, what I've noticed lately is also this whole move to even less is more. So you got like, I don't want to mention all the apps names, but you know, it's the basic thing is, oh, just push a button, buy or sell, right? Yeah. Not you don't have to look at a chart. Is that something you think is going to be actually taking over?
Well, I think one of the things that we're seeing in technology in general is simplification is a good thing. And, you know, at times, those of us in the business, and, you know, I've been guilty of it myself at times, you forget where people might be when they're starting out. And so you want to make sure that you don't intimidate people. Make it as easy and understandable as possible. So, you know, what we try and do is give you the amount of information to whatever level you would want. I compare our platform to a toolbox. At home, I have a toolbox. I primarily use my hammer, screwdriver, and wrench. But if I need a 5/8 inch socket, I have one just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the way I think if people look at it, they'll find it a lot easier to invest rather than overwhelming themselves with having to learn every single thing.
But the other thing is also, and I'm not trying to just do a total promo for you, to be honest with you, but
it's okay if you do, Andrew.
But, you know, your education component of what you do. So just as a point of reference, I'm on the advisor side, right? Mm-hmm. So the advisor side has a massive amount of education that goes along with the platform called ThinkPipes, a little bit different than Thinkorswim, but it's the same platform.
Basically. It's basically Thinkorswim for advisors.
Right. But the point is that your commitment to education, which is really, I think that's really commendable because a lot of people are just saying, hey, take this, trade it, you know, just buy and hold forever, whatever your story is. You guys are really kind of raising the bar on education.
Well, thank you. We spend a lot of time on education at TD Ameritrade because we're big believers that the more you understand, the more you'll want to be involved with the market. I'm always amazed, and I'll use something like futures. If someone looks at a future and they'll be like, oh my God, that's a bad product, you shouldn't use it. Well, what's bad about it is if you don't understand how to use it and you try to use it.
Exactly.
None of the financial products in and of themselves are necessarily bad, but it's when people don't understand the ramifications and the risks involved that it's bad. One of the things that we've tried to teach primarily, and I really hope people look at no matter what investment you're making to what level, is start with what's my risk? Are you comfortable with your downs, the amount of money you can lose? If you start there, you've already looked at worst case scenario, so there'll be no surprises. Then you say, is the amount of money I can make worth what I can lose on this?
Yeah, gotcha. Well, everybody needs to check out all the things over on TD, because I know you have some great packages there. And great seeing you here at the Benzinga FinTech Awards, and I appreciate you stopping down.
Well, thanks, Andrew. This is always a great event every year, and thanks for asking me to be on. Always a pleasure.
Now, you know that I like good business, and when you mix good business with saving money, well, that's just smart. And I found this company, Health IQ, that we're working with as a sponsor, really just fascinating, because one of the things that they do is they use science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance, specifically for health conscious people like runners and, you know, strength trainers, vegans, cyclists, and a whole host of more. But what's really cool is that 56% of Health IQ customers save anywhere between 4 and 33% on their life insurance. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. So you may think, well, how do they do that? How does Health IQ, you know, save all this money for people where other insurance companies can't? Because what happens is that when they see physically active people and they realize that, well, they have a 56% lower chance of heart disease or 20% lower risk for cancer and a 58% lower risk for diabetes compared to people who are inactive, well, what happens is you get to save money. So like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver, well, Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a healthy and more health conscious life. So to see if you qualify, very, very easy. Go to get your free quote over on healthiq.com/TDI. Or mention the promo code TDI when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Again, that's healthiq.com/TDI. Now, remember, there was a lot going on during this conference. This is up in New York City, Midtown, by 8th Avenue. There was 850 people that were attending the Benzinga FinTech Awards. There was media all over the place. There was conversations happening. Really cool things going on. And in the midst of all of this, we had a setup of all of our studio, kind of a traveling studio to a degree. Most of the equipment was there, couldn't bring absolutely everything. They provided us with a lot of stuff. Great help with all of the setup and all that from Spencer, two Spencers actually, Spencer 1, Spencer 2, from Benzinga. And of course, Jason Raznick, the founder of Benzinga, was there helping us as well. He's been a frequent guest on the podcast as well in the past. Anyway, continuing on with the day, we had a lot of people slated to discuss what's going on in their world. Next up is one of my favorite charting packages, the founder of the company. Take a listen. And with me now is Stan Bokov. He's the chief operating officer of TradingView and one of the founders. You know, I've talked about TradingView a lot because they have just absolutely killer charts. And if you haven't had the opportunity to check it out, tradingview.com, especially if you're using crypto, they got it all fed in there. So listen, seriously, you guys do an amazing job.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So You keep on like reinventing the whole process. So one of the things that you do also is that you have with your charting, first of all, it's all web-based, right? Well, you have apps too, but your web-based stuff is unbelievable.
So yeah, it is web-based. The apps are kind of an extension, a companion that we're trying to build out as, you know, people do need stuff on their phones.
Right.
But it's mostly desktop is where it all, well, browser-based is where it all begins, all the analysis and
So how do you, you know, a lot of your stuff that you do, I mean, first of all, your crypto stuff, you probably have the, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think the widest range of live action crypto feeds that are going on there. Am I right about that?
So I can't speak for all the companies and websites out there. We support over 30 crypto exchanges, but the really key thing is we're the pretty much the only ones that combine crypto and stocks and Forex and futures, so you can look up everything in one place.
And you've also made
it easy for people to do their own coding. A little bit of work to figure out how to, you know, a little learning curve for those that maybe never did it before. But for example, if we'll be very simple here, while they have a arsenal of indicators, you know, like moving averages, if you want to write one yourself, you just open up your panel on the bottom, start writing away and testing it out and see if it works. And that's all. I mean, it could get pretty complex.
That's right. So a bunch of platforms support this sort of functionality. Not many do on the web. And yeah, you can open up a moving average and you can change it up. Like we open up the code. And people also write their own of various types of complexity. You can ask them about it. You can, if they share the code, you can change that code. And so I should take it away from there.
And then you also have, I know a lot of, we'll talk about, I'm not sure how you exactly call it, but you have a lot of people who give, well, we'll call it advice or maybe commentary, things like that. And then you have a, it's almost like a rating service. It's like a Yelp of the commentators, right? So those that get all the thumbs up and stuff rise to the top as the good people are giving advice on a particular topic or story and things like that, right? So how's that working?
So, yeah, that's the whole idea. It's we're the largest social network with a platform for do-it-yourself traders and investors in the world that we know of. Right, so we have over 8 million monthly active users today, and we're top 600 global domain on Alexa.
Wow.
So really there's a lot of people talking and sharing not only ideas about, you know, Bitcoin's going up or Tesla's
going down. Hopefully. Sure. Nah. Just kidding.
But they also teach each other about various aspects of trading, of investing, whether it's psychology, whether it's just providing advice. And yeah, there is... the good stuff rises to the top. There's algos behind it. But yeah, overall, it's really what's popular, what's helping others. That's the key. And then,
so where are you going from here? I mean, so you got great charts, right? So you got great charts, you got the platforms, you got the people, you got things that you're adding there that I see, like, you know, range issues on the, you know, bottom right of the default mm-hmm. website, you know, where the buy or sell possibly, you kind of got some, where's the next stage? What's going next?
You know, so first, global expansion. So we support over 20 languages worldwide.
Wow.
China, Japan, French, Spanish, German. There are sub-communities on TradingView where people, like we serve up news and content specific to that region, but people speak in that language on the subversion.
Mm-hmm.
And there are separate author ratings. So if you're a French author, you know, you publish in French, you talk in French, and you have your own top French authors, that sort of thing. So the really... the key is to continue expanding. We're going to add a whole bunch more brokers in the coming year, hopefully about 30, a bunch of crypto brokers so you can trade. We're going to add more tools so you can do more analysis, so you can do some backtesting, just overall other tools for looking at the market. And also we're going to target becoming a household name, really spreading the word out and making sure that people know this is your one-stop shop to come and to do everything.
And like I said, I know a lot about charting. We have some charting packages we use for different parties, which we use that we've created some indicators, algos that we you know people can buy. But and I always say this seriously that if you want a very easy to use but complex in a good way. Charting package, which by the way, you can have watch lists on there that are, you know, and then that watch list will then sync up to your phone, mm-hmm, which is mm-hmm. kind of cool, which a lot of times you don't get that. You know what I'm talking about? You got one and then another, and you got to kind of create this stuff.
Alerts, too.
Yeah, alerts will come up there. And this is a really, and for the delayed stuff, there's some pro or top-end package that you can buy for real-time feeds, but it's amazing what you get for that. It really is. It's tremendous.
Well, yeah, thank you. We that's another thing. We try to expand. We want to do global coverage, so we're adding new data feeds constantly. And essentially, we're not trying to make money on it, right? So we're giving away everything for free that we can, and only where the exchanges make us charge per user right. real-time fees, that's right. where we say, okay, you got to pay.
All right. It's good stuff. Hey, we'll have you on again soon. Looking forward to the build-out. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a link to how you can actually get the TradingView package and all that, and kind of, you know, see what it is, and then if you want to sign up for the real time or what you want to do, you do need to check this out. Though seriously, I don't mean to be a promoting kind of thing here, but you do need to check this out because TradingView.com, awesome. Stan Buckoff, appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.
And we're going to end it right there for this episode of the Disciplined Investor Podcast Special Edition Benzinga Awards 2018. We're going to have a few of these throughout the week, actually next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or so. So you'll get one every few days. So make sure to subscribe over at iTunes, tell your friends about it, and hopefully you enjoyed what you heard. little bit of a change up from what we usually do on this show each and every week. But I thought it was going to be something that will be pretty interesting for most people. Finding out a little bit more from a lot more names. Change it up a little bit. We've been doing this for about 10 years and, well, why not have a little bit of a change here? So keep watching thedisciplinedinvestor.com, where the show notes will have the information and links and information about how to get whatever we talk about, more information about the guests that appeared, etc. And again, thanks to Benzinga for all their help in putting all this together. I'll see you again in a couple of days. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.
The information presented in this podcast is not intended to be used as the sole basis of any investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the investment needs of any particular investor. Some discussion contains forward-looking statements which are based on current expectations and differences can be expected. None of the information presented should be construed as an offer to sell or buy any particular security. As always, use your best judgment when investing.